Okay.
Well, it's a hard thing, but I have a general rule that would handle this whole word. I am dead set against any subsidy. I am a strong advocate of a market-based economy, and subsidies just follow it up to fare thee well. We give subsidies to meet some political demand, and then wonder why the wheels fell off. I think because of the heavy pressure that's going to build on the budget and cutting spending, that the administration is going to have a plan to eliminate all subsidies in agriculture, all of them, every single one, and put everybody on the same plane. That'd be a good thing to do, and I'd applaud it.
Will he eliminate the subsidies for wind and solar?
Well, as far as I know, they come free of charge.
They're huge.
I don't mean to make light of this. There are subsidies in this thing at the prevailing prices for energy. That's true. What will it be like in 20 years? Who knows? I think we're going to see a major shift in American consumer habits on energy, shifting out of coal, and I know what a hot potato that is, into natural gas. And that's going to change everything for a long time. But eventually, those things are going to get very high priced. These are not renewable fuels. These things have an end. We hope we don't see it in our lifetime, but it will end someday. We're kind of on the tail end of the coal mining business. Maybe we got coal for some few years yet, but it's not forever. We have no idea how big and extensive these gas reserves are, even though they're big now. Will they last 100 years? Nobody knows. And so what we need to do as a nation is kind of be ready for whatever happens. Be nimble.
My view is that EPA will probably not do anything with the proposal that's on their desk at the moment. They obviously deliberately postponed it until after the election, which from their standpoint was a wise thing to do and wise thing from the White House. But I don't think anything is going to change in the post-election period. So I think we're going to have a renewable fuel standard for a good long while. And, you know, that has some implications, clearly, for the cattle sector and the pork sector and the poultry sector. But I think those folks are just going to have to live with it and adjust to it, because there's just a lot of interest in energy-related kinds of programs and the concept of trying to make the U.S. less dependent on energy from imported from countries who are not very friendly with us and might prefer just to destroy us. So that's going to, I think, sustain the interest in renewable fuels for a long time to come.
I agree.
Lynn?